Everything well and wonderful is poetry. There is a place where no language goes, where fear is a door, where the mind comes to the edge of itself, reaches beyond, and finds itself where beats are born. In the deep black comfort of life passages, nothing to declare or defend, where infinity struggles to measure itself in a perfect world of imperfection. The place from which poetry flows. The idea that through the creative imagination we can re-order our world and create a thing of enduring beauty is the essential idea of poetry. All that is visionless and full of despair is wounded poetry. Giving birth is the model for all revolutionary ideas. When we create a poem, we also give birth to new vibrations, new rhythms, new ways of seeing, and new possibilities in the world. The work of the artist is that of the midwife and birth mother. As artists, we materialize something into our world that only existed before in sameness or fragments or sometimes in ugliness and in pain. Creating poetry is work of the soul. Balance and beauty seek expression through the soul, through creativity and imagination. Writing poetry is also the act of naming, of calling to being. Poetry brings into sharp focus the camera of one's mind's eye, while the mind eyes sharpens and outlines. It is the soul that reaches to pull the focus, to grasp the essence of things, to resonate with that which vibrates most with beauty and truth. People always ponder, does life imitate art or does art imitate life? Art is vision, a way of seeing. Art is realized through media of expression and communication. The best artists see with the soul. But life is expression, a way of being. An expression empowers that way of being, life itself. The essence of life, of human life, lies in the different possibilities for expression. Possibilities arise when you have vision. Vision. That is the poetry of life. Life is inherently challenged to express itself beyond all possibilities. Art mirrors life. Mirrors life. Mirrors life. Life is expression, living, living. Art is vision. We have seen. We can bring the truth and intensity of poetry to our lives when we seek the essence of things and see the possibilities in everything around us and in all we do. We must laugh more often. Weep more openly and seek to occupy the terrain of creativity and imagination as a right. As people, we're born with an inherent an inalienable right to express ourselves and to seek to create beauty in our lives and to transform the world. This world is not of our makings. This is not our vision. It's not your vision. We're trapped in someone else's vision, or I would even call it nightmare. So we have to take the struggle to the imagination and create new visions. In the territory of the imagination, connect to the universal vibes. Connect the in and the outside side. To the notion of life itself, to creativity, to the creator self, to everything else, to the wellspring of touch, sparks between two fingertips, close to touch. In a perfect world of imperfection, such is the poetry of life. Everything well and wonderful is poetry.
Sounds of today.